Hello and welcome to FUMS Fitness Tips, a podcast where we discuss all things fitness, including the benefits and challenges one might face on a fitness journey and how to overcome them. My name is Fumi Johnson and I am your host. I am back. Did you miss me? I missed you all, and it's so good to be back connecting with you on the podcast. After a very successful season one of FUMS Fitness Tips with 10 weeks, 10 episodes, over 500 total plays, and listeners in 20 countries across 5 continents, I decided to take a well-deserved break. I needed time to soak in the overwhelming success of the show. Thanks to you all and your continued consistent support. You all made this happen and I am extremely grateful beyond measure. During my creative break, I took time to rest my brain cells, take a step back and think of innovative ways I can continue to share useful fitness tips that will make you fall in love with fitness like I have. Something exciting also happened during our hiatus. I received an email from Amazon Music inviting me to add the FUMS Fitness Tips podcast to their platform. How amazing is that? I literally couldn't believe it. Another platform where the pod can be listened to. Insane. FUMS Fitness Tips is now available on Amazon Music and Audible. Right, let's get to it. Before we delve right into today's episode and the start of season 2, I think a reintroduction of myself, the aim of the pod and the structure is in order for any new FUMS Fitness friends. My name is Fumi Johnson, but you can call me FUMS. I am the mother to a beautiful baby girl whose passion for fitness began with my postpartum weight loss journey, where I successfully lost 24.1 kilograms in 8 months. I am not a certified personal trainer. I actually come from a finance background professionally. However, what I am is living proof that you can achieve your fitness goals because I did, and I decided to use this podcast as a platform to share the tips I acquired to sustainably and successfully achieve my fitness goals. The podcast was formerly weekly on a Thursday, but going forward, it will now be available fortnightly every 2 weeks on a Thursday. This is to allow me time to balance my busy mama life whilst producing quality fitness tips content, as well as giving you all time to listen to the podcast because I know how busy life gets. It's a short and sweet podcast ranging from 5 to 15 minutes in length where I discuss all things fitness based on my experience with a very exciting segment called Exercise of the Week. So keep listening, there's something for everyone regardless of your fitness goals. Now let's get into the meat and potatoes of today's episode. We are talking rest. As I have just returned from a lovely long rest, I saw it as a perfect time to discuss rest in fitness and the importance of rest. Do you have trouble taking time out to rest both in your everyday life and in fitness? Are you worried that taking a break will slow down your progress or that taking a break is wasting time? Do you listen to your body or do you wait till you get injured or fall ill before you press the pause button? If you answered yes to all of those questions, I am here to tell you that rest is part of the program. In fact, I'll take it one step further and say rest is as important as being active. They go hand in hand. All work and no play makes Jack, Jane, Jamie, Julie, and everybody else a dull individual who is not operating at their optimum. I know, it's easier said than done to factor rest in because sometimes it feels like there are not enough hours in a day, but you must make it a priority. As a busy mama with limited free time to myself, I sometimes have to choose between if my free time should be spent exercising, doing the million and one things I would love to get done uninterrupted, or if I should just take a moment to rest. Now, if you're on a fitness journey as a newbie or veteran fitness lover, you must discern if your body is in need of rest or the rest you think you need is because you're lacking motivation or an excuse to not exercise. Great news! I've got some pointers to share with you to help you figure out if it's time to take that break and give your body the rest you need. Here are some signs your body needs to rest. Number 1. A decline in interest. If you find yourself losing interest in your training or getting bored, Yes, this can mean that your body needs to be challenged, but it might also mean your body is tired and maybe you need to take a break. Number two, training feels like a chore. This is closely linked to number one. I always say the easiest way to stay consistent with whatever style of fitness you're engaged with is to find a style of fitness you enjoy. Now, when fitness starts feeling like a chore, like you have to do it, and you're losing interest, then this could be a sign you need to take a break. Number three, you have hit a plateau. You can hit a plateau in your training for multiple reasons, such as overtraining, not feeling motivated, a loss in strength, a lack of progress, amongst other things. A plateau can be demoralizing, especially during weight loss, when you feel like you're doing all the right things, yet the weight is no longer coming off. Number four, feeling exhausted. If you feel exhausted despite having a good night's sleep, your muscles are sore, and you feel slow and weak in your last 2 to 3 workouts, your body is trying to tell you something and you should listen. Here at FUMS Fitness Tips Podcast, we are not negative Nancys. We discuss the challenges, but I always leave you with some useful tips on how to overcome these hurdles that you might be facing on your fitness journey. We just discussed some examples of signs that you need to listen to your body and get some rest. I will now share with you the different ways you can make rest a part of your program. Tip number one, rest days. Depending on what your training plan is, it's important to fit in some rest days. Your rest day can either be complete rest days where you do no form of exercise at all, or an active rest days where you get your body moving. For example, I train either 4 or 5 days a week. On a 5-day training week, I try to have a complete rest day on the 2 other days. On a 4-day training week, I have 1 or 2 active rest days, and then maybe the 3rd day would be completely rest, no activity. On my active rest days, I practice yoga, which helps me reset my body, loosen up my muscles, or clear my mind. Alternatively, I try to hit at least 10,000 steps that day. Tip number 2, deload week. Deload week should be incorporated in your routine if you train regularly and you need a break from your routine. It's a week where you take some time off your regular training to help recover from a performance plateau, decreased energy levels, and a combination of overworking, poor sleep, and nutrition. Similar to rest days, during deload week, you could decide to completely take a week off training and do absolutely no exercises. Or you could have an active break by choosing to not lift weights, for example, for a week, but do maybe 20-minute hits or yoga 3 times that week. As a rule of thumb, you should plan to have a deload week anywhere after a period of between 6 to 8 weeks of intense training. It not only prevents plateaus, it helps you relax, unwind, and come back stronger than you were previously. Tip number 3, sleep. A good night's sleep is vital and should not be underestimated. As I said previously, my me time is precious and limited, so I often have to spend it productively, but sometimes I choose to be unproductive and just rest. It is okay not to be burning the candles at both ends all the time. Sleep is so beneficial. I find that I perform better when training because sleep allows the muscles time to recover between workouts and give energy you need to exercise. Great! There you have it. We've discussed signs you need a rest and how to incorporate that rest into your fitness program and journey. Now, back by popular demand, it's time to introduce the super fun, entertaining, and active part of the show. You know what's coming. It's Exercise of the Week. Woohoo! In this segment, I pick an exercise, briefly discuss it, and suggest that you do this exercise at least twice before our next episode. Without further ado, the exercise of the week for this week's episode, the first episode of season 2 of FUMS Fitness Tips, is drumroll. Child's Pose. Child's Pose is a foundational yoga posture that centers on creating a moment of rest. It reminds us that inaction or not doing can be as valuable as being active. The child's pose gently stretches your spine, thighs, hips, and ankles. Along with deep breathing exercises, the child's pose can calm your mind, reducing anxiety and fatigue. Here are your instructions. Kneel on the floor with your toes together and your knees hip-width apart. Then sit on your heels, resting your palms on the top of your thighs, taking a breath in. On the exhale, lower your torso between your knees and extend your arms alongside your torso with your palms facing down and forehead touching the mat or floor. Relax your shoulders down towards the ground and rest in this pose for as long as you need, taking 3 to 5 breaths in and out. To come out of this pose, place the palms under the shoulders and inhale up to a seated position. Namaste. You have just done a child's pose, and I hope you found that peaceful and relaxing. This is rest week, so I want you to take a moment in your day or every 2 days to practice the child's pose before our next episode in 2 weeks. Remember, rest is part of the program. Thank you all so much for taking a moment out of your day to download and listen to my podcast. I appreciate all my amazing FUMS Fitness friends wherever you're listening worldwide. Please subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Leave a comment and share this with your friends and families via word of mouth and on your social media platforms. Tell everyone about FUMS Fitness Tips. It's always great to hear feedback on how you found today's episode, and you can do this by leaving me a voice message on the podcast. I know! How cool is that, right? Don't be shy, leave me a message, tell me where you're listening from, tell me if you've done the exercise of the week, I want to know. The link to leave a voice message is in the podcast description box wherever you listen to FUMS Fitness Tips. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a review. You could also comment on my Instagram fitness page at FUMS Fitness and tag me in your stories. That really helps get more people to see and learn more about the podcast. Thank you in advance for doing this. You can also find me on my website, www.fumsfitness.com. See you in 2 weeks for another episode of FUMS Fitness Tips Podcast. Bye.